Previously on Sunday Painter. And this week, I'm going to show you how to bring your community together by painting a mural of something everyone can agree on, a pigeon and a loaf of bread. What? Okay, my producer has just informed me that we've done too many animal and food artworks on Sunday Painter. So the pigeon and loaf of bread mural has been scrapped. I feel like the show is stifling me. I'm sick of it. I'm sorry, I lost my temper. There's pressure at home, let's just keep going. We now return to Sunday Painter. Welcome to Sunday Painter. I'm your host, Jackson, and I'll be giving you a step-by-step guide on how to make your very own work of art. I couldn't come up with anything this week. I'm completely blocked. I've been doing Sunday Painter for almost 4 months now, and I'm tapped. No ideas, nothing. What was it like when I began doing this show? By the time you get back home, your paintings will have dried. Fillet is both a noun and a verb. Fillet is an alternate French spelling of fillet. Chairs have had a long history in conceptual art. Oh, fiddlesticks! That flashback didn't help me at all. Oh geez, I'm so dumb, and I call myself an artist. Who's that at the door?
Hey, Jackson.
Auckland-based artist and lecturer Sean Kerr, whose work exists in an interstice between sculpture, performance, conceptual art, and installation. What are you doing here?
Oh, it's just in the neighborhood and I heard you were having a bit of trouble coming up with ideas for artworks.
I sure am, Mr. Kerr. You've been making new work for over 20 years. How do you keep having new ideas?
I have certain strategies, in that sense, in a way that I kind of reuse old ideas and turn them into new ideas, if that makes sense, or I build on from one idea to another, so I'm not starting from scratch every time. Ideas change because things around you change, like politics or libraries going out the door, or you know, all these sort of things. You start to respond to what's around you. So I guess that's how new ideas are, or within my practice, is that they seem to change because I'm responding to what the changes are around me. I mean, you did mention the word conceptual art, but it's not, I wouldn't call my stuff conceptual art, because there's quite a difference between conceptual art and then idea-based art. The true purist in conceptual art is where they don't actually make anything. I think then people got confused, and then anything that has an idea or is sort of quite thoughtful is called conceptual art, which is kind of wrong, really. Yeah, because the true conceptualists didn't believe in making physical objects. Yeah. I think idea-based driven practice could be one way of putting it. That's what more people are doing these days. And also, you know, the whole thing about what is a concept and what is an idea. De Bono, his thing was, a concept is I have to get to work, and the idea is I'm going to bike to work. Yeah, that's De Bono's definition of it. I could have it completely wrong, but that's my understanding, and I kind of like that. Ideas are actually the art in the end, you know. It's the things that you make, and the concept is the overall, overarching sort of thing behind it.
Wow. Thanks, Mr. Kerr.
That's okay, Jackson. I've got to go now. The giant nose is calling my name.
Hey, That's my line! Man, Sean Kerr sure gave me a lot to think about. Sometimes I find it really hard to come up with ideas. And when that happens, it's important to sit here, take in my environment, and think about what motivates me to make art. Ah. Hey, look at those napkins. That's it. I know what I'm going to make. Sunday Painter strikes again. I'll be back later on to show you how to make some giant napkins in part 2 of this week's Sunday Painter. Man, giant napkins? I love it.
Great idea, Jackson.
Thanks, Sean.